The idea of gun bearing has surfaced again recently in conversation with a new friend. And I would like to share that I was moments away from killing someone when I was in Iraq, when I was at an entry control point. Moments, seconds. Half a moment, half a second. Millisecond, millimoment, millimeter. And I'm so glad that my weapon went back from semi to safe and no one got hurt. Because, yeah, in the heat of the moment, when adrenaline is so high, it's easy when you have a weapon in your hand to go to fight mode. Hey, if it's gonna be you or me, it's you, bruh. It's you, bruh. That's right, bruh. It ain't me, bruh. I'm trained and I know how to use it, baby. No. That's what would happen. The escalation of force happens very quickly when the force you have is a weapon such as a gun. There's no time to think. Of course, you want to protect yourself, protect your children, protect your family, protect your friends, protect everyone. You want everyone else to feel safe. To be safe, to save everyone, maybe even to be a hero, so that other people can live. You will do this thing that you didn't even have time to think about. Reactions happen much quicker when you have that powerful of a force in your pocket, or in your backpack, or in your hand. Or in your belt buckle, or between your belt and your pants, in your loops, between the loops. I think you get when the force is that strong and it's that close, there's no time to think about what you're doing. You're just trying to help people, protect people. I get that. But maybe that's not what needed to be used in this situation. In my situation, it was just a conversation. They showed up at the gate really early. What's going on? And there's fear in us. Like, what is going on? Are they gonna blow us up with the stone in the back of that vehicle? What's about to happen? We heard all of this about shrapnel, and your mind is filled at this point with all the ways you can die when you go overseas. And they give you the weapon to show you how to live. That's how you live. That's what you're taught. So, after some conversation, there were three of us at the entry control point, three American soldiers. Everything was okay after that. And here we are, 15 years later, almost full 15 years later, because it was the summer of 09. And we're safe and sound. Still, maybe not feeling safe completely, but we're getting there. At least, perhaps, we're sound. Maybe. Can't speak for those two other people. Sometimes I don't know how to speak for myself, but I'm getting there. I'm getting so much better at it. Woohoo! Win. Imagine it would have went the other way and this person died by the bullet of my weapon. Let's go there for a moment. so we can discuss some things. That was someone's child. That could have been someone's sibling. That could have been someone's parent. Someone's grandchild. Someone's great-grandchild. Someone's great-great-grandchild. Someone's great-great-great-grandchild. They're probably not around anymore that long ago, but they have ancestors. You get it. Someone's friend. Someone's best friend. Someone's best person in their wedding. Someone's mentor. Someone's neighbor. The person that could have died could have been all of those people. To some people. And who wants to be responsible for the extinction of that? Consequences like that are hard to think of in the moment when we go straight to fight that quickly. So there's fight, flight, freeze, and we were talking about another one today, something about like negotiation or conversation, and that's what we did. It worked. It can work between anyone, between any country. It can work. Well, what's really going on? What do you really need? Why are you really here? What's happening? How can I help you? Could be that someone's starving. It could be that someone's scared. It could be that someone needs medicine. It could be that someone wants money. It could be someone seeking revenge. They feel hurt and pain and suffering. Converse about it. Show some empathy and some care and some patience and see where that goes. Because I know that that's an option. In one of the scariest places for a person to be, we de-escalated the force and had a conversation. And that's what leaders do. That's what strong leaders are capable of. And that's the kind of leader I want. And that's the kind of people I want to live around. The citizens of any country. That's the kind of citizens I want to be living among. Not the ones that need to de-escalate the force, but the ones that never escalated it to begin with. The ones that started out at hello. They started at hello. 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 How can I help you? Hello. Are you all right? Hello. I'm here for you. Hello. Can we talk about this? Hello. What is it you're needing? Hello. My name's Trey. What's your name? Hello. I'm here to be kind to you. Hello. May I show you some kindness? Hello. I see your eyes. Do you see mine? Hello. Nice to meet you.